Al-Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Al-Bayan Live. We are currently live from Al-Bayan Radio Studios. I am Abdurrahman, and I'm pleased to be joined by my dear brother Safwan Dadoon. Assalamu alaikum, Safwan.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah you will, brother.
Wallah alhamdulillah.
We'd like to welcome all our listeners tuning in on 107.9 FM in Sydney, and also those listening on our Wi-Fi radios and apps, and also those watching us on Facebook. Special salam to those watching us on Facebook.
Salaam alaikum.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Now, Brother Safwan, it is Laylatul Jum'ah, isn't it?
The night of Friday, yes it is.
And the night is before the day.
Of course it is. Yes, subhanallah.
So we are in the virtuous day of Jum'ah as we speak.
Yes, we are. The night starts, or the Islamic day starts from Maghrib, if I'm not wrong. Is that right, Abu
Abdurrahman? That's right. So now we've entered Jum'ah. Entered the great day of Jum'ah, and there are many, many virtues of Jum'ah. But before I start with them, for our listeners, they can contribute to tonight's episode. Those watching in our live stream, you can leave your comments on our live stream there on Facebook, or those listening can call in at 9740-6160 if you're out of Sydney at the area code 02-9740-6160. We forgot to mention that it is the sixth night of Dhul Hijjah, the blessed month of Dhul Hijjah, 1439 after the blessed Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are on the virtuous day, the best day of the week, Friday. So Saf, can you start us off with why Jum'ah is so virtuous, so at least a hadith or a verse?
Yeah, subhanallah, the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrated on the authority of Abu Hurairah, in which the Prophet ﷺ says, the best day on which the sun rises is Friday. On it, Adam was created. On it, he was admitted to paradise. And on it, he was expelled from paradise.
Allahu Akbar.
So, subhanAllah, this is probably an introductory hadith to Friday and its virtue. It has, and it resembles a lot of importance to the Muslims.
So, let's break it up. What's the first part of the hadith?
The best day on which the sun rises is Friday.
So that's the best day. That's the chosen day.
Naam, subhanAllah, for us Muslims, the chosen day is Friday, because the Jews and the Christians, they do have their chosen days, which Allahu Alim, if I'm not wrong, are Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. Muslims, the best day of the week for them is Friday, which was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jum'ah. Now, there is another hadith that I find very good for us, and that is the hadith where it says Friday to Friday wipes away the sins that was in between them.
Hello.
So this hadith, if we look at it, Friday to Friday. So if you attend the Jum'ah prayer, establish a Jum'ah prayer, then you have your sins forgiven. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the five daily prayers and one from one Jum'ah to the next are an expiation for whatever sin comes in between them. But there's a condition, the Prophet ﷺ says, so long as one does not commit any major sin.
Subhanallah.
So this gives us hope.
It gives us hope. It does, subhanallah. And it's a continuation as to the hadith yesterday, subhanallah. From Friday to Friday, it's an expiation of sin. So that's a reminder. It's hope. It's an encouragement. A person lives under the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal always. And it gives him hope that if he commits sin, the small sin, Allah will forgive it.
Now, what's beautiful about Friday is obviously the Jum'ah prayer. There's many other virtues of it, but the Jum'ah prayer is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions that whoever does ghusl, then comes to Jum'ah and prays as much as Allah decrees for him, then listens attentively until the khutbah is over, then prays with the imam, will be forgiven for all his sins between that and the next Jum'ah and three more days, as is found in Sahih Muslim.
Subhanallah.
Another hadith about wiping away sin.
Naam, subhanallah. It's continuous, subhanallah. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal again is there over and over again. Mass wipe of sin for the Muslims.
I've got a question for you.
What is it?
When you were younger, what was your favorite day? Before you knew the etiquettes and the virtues of Jum'ah, was it always Jum'ah?
You know what? It was Friday. You know why?
Because it was the last day of school?
Yeah. I remember, it's probably not appropriate, but Friday at school was known as Poets' Day.
Poets' Day?
Yeah. And it stands for pee off everybody, tomorrow's Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, so
is it high school or primary school?
No, that's high school.
Education is important, Saf.
Very important.
I thought your favorite day of the week would be Monday because you're going back to school.
No. Friday. Yeah.
Now it's for another reason.
Of course it is.
You know, when I started truly establishing Jum'ah in my life, mm-hmm. I found it was my favorite, most favorite day of the week.
SubhanAllah.
When I was younger, it was Friday as well, but not because of the reason you said.
What was that?
That's probably part of the reason. Allah Alam, I don't remember, but because it was a sports day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what? It was a sport. Well, that was one of my favorite days because I didn't play sport. So I'd go home early.
Okay, so you don't play sport. Those who don't play sport, they're lazy or hate sport.
Yep.
They like computers, like to stay indoors.
Maybe.
They like Fridays because they get early.
10:30 and you're out of school finished.
10:30?
Yep.
You didn't get that much sports time. 10:30, that's... Mm. Like after Dhuhr, I was talking about like 12 or 1, I think we used to go.
Yeah, 10:30.
Maybe 12 earliest. 10:30. Which school do you...
Yeah, across the road.
Across the road. Let's not mention any school's names. Alhamdulillah. So coming to Jum'ah brings a great reward for the Muslim. It should be the most favorite day for all Muslims. Now, Saf, there is another hadith about coming to Jum'ah early. Mm-hmm. And what reward it brings.
As is narrated in the hadith, whoever does ghusl on Friday, like ghusl of janabah, and then goes to the prayer as if he sacrificed a camel. And for whoever goes in the second hour, it is as if he sacrificed a cow. And whoever goes on the third hour, it is as if he sacrificed a horned ram. And whoever goes in the fourth hour, it is as if he sacrificed a hen. And whoever goes in the fifth hour, it is as if he sacrificed or offered an egg. And when the imam comes out, the angels come to listen to the khutbah. Yani, more or less, this hadith, Akhi Nidal, is the more earlier you come to the Friday prayer, the more reward there is in it.
Sadly, today we see the opposite, don't we?
Yes, yani, you got 3 minutes before the imam comes up.
What do you mean, before the imam?
Yeah.
That's when the majority rush in, but exactly. How many come late or how many wait for the prayer?
Well, that's problematic because in the ending of this hadith, when the imam comes out, the angels come to listen to the khutbah. So once the imam has arrived on the minbar, the books have closed. And this khutbah, although your obligation has been removed, but the reward for this obligation is not written, Allahu Alam.
Now, we have a comment regarding some feedback that mm-hmm. maybe you should speak about the importance of parents. Isn't that amazing, Safwan? Because that was one of our suggested topics for today. Yes, we're going to speak about Birr al-Walidain tomorrow.
Yeah. Birr al-Walidain and Silat al-Rahim, inshallah, will be tomorrow night's topic, bi-idhnillah. And it is a very important topic, yani, because all these topics we are discussing, you know, Friday prayer and the virtue of it, and the topics that we discussed yesterday and the day before, without being dutiful to your parents and upholding the ties of kinship, they can almost mean nothing.
That's right.
Naam,
parents are so important.
You know, also, Ya Akhi Nidal, going back onto the importance of Friday, you touched up on the Friday prayer, the Jum'ah prayer, but I wanted to go back a bit more. Fajr in congregation.
Yes.
On Fridays is the best prayer that a Muslim can pray during the week. Did you know that?
As the hadith,
As the narrated on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best prayer before Allah is Fajr prayer on Friday in congregation. So, subhanallah, there are many virtues of Friday, and it is narrated whoever dies during the day or night of Friday, Allah will protect him from the trial of the grave. It was narrated that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no Muslim who dies during the Friday or during the day of Friday or the night of Friday, but Allah will protect him from the trial of the grave. And this is, Allahu alam, very virtuous for the ones that pass away on this day, or for us Muslims in general, yani, and for the ones that pass away on this day, subhanallah.
Now, Friday as well has some etiquettes, doesn't it, Saf? So, as we mentioned before, ghusl.
Naam.
Coming early.
Naam.
Being close to the imam.
Sahih.
Reading Surah Al-Kahf.
Not talking.
Making dua in the hour which dua is accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So, all these are etiquettes that we must know and preserve to try to benefit as much as we can on this day of Jum'ah. Now, I know we mentioned it before, but really coming early is very important.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have Jum'ah off, That is a ni'mah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make it a day of worship.
Naam.
Make Sahih. It a day of worship. Go early to the masjid.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a day of catching up on your Quran reading, doing adhkar, doing dua, going to the masjid early, being close to the imam, paying attention to the khutbah, what's being said, because the khutbah is important
Sahih.
For us to pay attention to.
Subhanallah.
And also wearing our best clothes, wearing clothes which are the best in appearance.
Naam. And even perfume.
Perfume for the males, perfume.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things that we should do, and not at all lessen the day of Jum'ah. It is the best day of the week. It is our weekly Eid, basically, our weekly celebration. So let's make it our weekly celebration. I know some brothers who meet up on Friday and get together with their family members or close friends, and they have a feast after.
Feast, subhanAllah, yeah.
Good idea, yes, after Jum'ah.
It's a good idea.
Let's azim this day. Let's make this day great.
Naam, and give it virtue, especially to who? To our children. And not let it be just a normal routine day where, you know, you're coming back from school and you're doing your homework, having a shower, you're doing your tutoring, whatever it is, then you go back to sleep. Yani, give it a special feeling to it, you know, so that the kids or our children can grow up knowing the importance of Friday.
100%.
Naam.
Now, the weekend is, you know, loved by many, so Friday is obviously the day before for Saturday, before Saturday and Sunday. It's mm-hmm. pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yep.
But anyway, it's we should get them excited for the Jum'ah itself, not only the weekend. So how could we do that? What would you suggest to make Friday more exciting, especially when they're at school for most of the day?
Yeah,
or those in high school especially.
The main issue is that they're in school and you can't really do much during the day or taking them to the masjid because they're in school. But alhamdulillah, obviously majority of the schools nowadays, they offer the Friday prayer during the lunchtime, which is a good alternative until they graduate from the high school or not. But where we can focus on is maybe before they go to school, for example, if they wake up early from Fajr, for example, or even if they don't wake up that early, after Maghrib, before they go to sleep, read Surah Al-Kahf together, because this is one of the yani, the prescribed worships on the day of Friday, to read Surah Al-Kahf. So reading that together and going through the meaning of Surah Al-Kahf, not just reading it for what it is, maybe getting a tafsir book in Arabic or in English.
Understanding the surah.
And understanding the surah, the stories behind it, or even yani, if you don't want to read, there's a lot of tafsir that on YouTube and whatnot from reliable sources that you can listen to and benefit from this the verses and try to implement the morals of these stories in your daily life.
Excellent advice, jazakallah khair.
No.
Now, Brother Safwan, what would you advise the person who is selecting, you know, where he should go for Jum'ah? Should we go to the closest masjid, the masjid which is closest to the sunnah? Should we go to the biggest mosque? What should we do?
Allah, that is a very good question.
And it needs a very good answer.
It does. Allah, it's complicated, I guess. Because if you're at work, okay?
We're saying, let's put work on the side. We'll speak about that.
Yeah.
That's a question I have.
No.
Person who's got the day off.
A person who's got his day off. Wallah, the closest to the sunnah is no doubt about it. Yani, subhanAllah, because you do want, obviously, it is a day where you go to get information or knowledge, if you want to say, where the imam will be discussing verses of the Quran and a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and explaining them. Now, obviously, what you want to hear is you want to hear something reliable and authentic. So you wouldn't want to go somewhere where you may pick up some incorrect information, Allahu Alam. And alhamdulillah, these masajid, you know, the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah are many, alhamdulillah, and they're pretty much in every area you go to. So,
beautiful advice.
Naam. How about you? Where would you go?
Like you said, always be with those who are closest to the Sunnah, be with your brothers who are upon the Kitab, the Quran, and Sunnah. Now, for the one who's at work, you may say, I'm at work, you know, I can't get off work, or I can just only get for Jum'ah off, how can he make his Friday special?
No.
Maybe start the Thursday night.
Masalan, yeah.
Like in our words, no. Now.
Now, yeah, now, the time we're living right now, you know, after Maghrib, up until Fajr, or up until he leaves to work, make something out of it. Do your dhikr, remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say Allahumma salli wa sallim alayka ya Rasulullah, for example, and continuously and abundantly, and do your salah, your surah al-kahf as much as you can, pray nafila, pray voluntary prayer, and subhanallah, try making it a day of virtue.
Now, we can't finish tonight's discussion, mm-hmm. It's a brief discussion obviously,
no,
without mentioning something for the sisters.
And that is?
What should they do on Jum'ah? Since it's not wajib for them to go to Jum'ah prayer, no, they can, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home, looking after their kids or doing some work. They may even be at work. No. What can they do? What would you advise?
Well,
maybe similar to...
Hello, obviously, it doesn't go out of that realm, you know, of actually, you know, try to make a day of worship and a day of... Of worship and a day of
dhikr,
you know, happiness, dhikr, obviously,
Quran.
Because it is, like you mentioned earlier, it is our weekly Eid. So let it be a day that stands out. Don't let it be a routine day where you're doing the same thing over
just
and over.
Just another
again.
Day.
Yeah. It's not just another day for us. But sadly, what's happened is it's become a routine day. It's become another day until Saturday and Sunday because that's the days off.
Really? Friday should be your best day, as we've said. So maybe we can advise the sisters to start your day differently on Jum'ah.
No.
Yeah. Quran, Athkar.
You know, at home, for example, nowadays we've got the what do they call them? The TVs, the smart TVs. Maybe turn on the YouTube app on the smart TV, put Surah Kahf out loud.
Yeah,
Quran in general. And as you're working, doing your chores at home. So that way, because obviously work does not stop, you know, work has to continue. And may Allah bless every person that's working for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and working real hard.
Whether they're at home, whether they're in the workplace, in the work environment, at school, uni, anywhere.
It doesn't stop, you know, work doesn't stop. So you gotta accustom to what you're doing and try to make the better of both worlds.
You forgot one thing, and that's for them to have the Al Bayan Wi-Fi radio turned on.
That's a good one.
They can listen to Surah Al-Kahf.
No.
Jum'ah, they can listen to the khutbah.
So don't about the YouTube, just get an Albanian radio.
That's it.
Yep.
Available at the radio station, $50. Available at various bookstores for $50.
Mm-hmm.
Get yours now. See our Facebook page for more, Albanian radio.
And obviously on Albanian radio, I believe it's not just Quran. So you're going to have both, you're going to have khutbah knowledge
in English and Arabic.
No.
Lessons, obviously. And Jum'ah, we try to have khutbah from around the world.
No.
So in English and in Arabic from various countries.
Now you mentioned something earlier. I wanted to touch up on it.
Tell me.
The hour that the dua is accepted. What did you mean by that?
Now, there is a hadith that mentions that there is an hour on Jum'ah that the dua is accepted, not rejected in other words.
No.
Now, some have said that it is as the imam is on the minbar or sitting between the two khutab.
Mm-hmm.
And some have said that it's the last hour before Maghrib, so Asr time.
No.
And that's what many of our ulama have said. Generally, we should make plenty of du'a and Jum'ah, especially in that last hour.
So the person that's going through hardship, the person make that's du'a. In need.
It's one of the best times to make du'a.
Turn to Allah Azza wa
Jal. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Jum'ah, on the night of Jum'ah, on the Fajr of Jum'ah. These are all virtuous times.
No, subhanAllah.
You know, and as we know, as you spoke about yesterday, the last third of the night generally is a virtuous time and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So this hour is an hour where the du'a is not rejected. And as we said, the ulama, they said different things, especially the last hour before Asr. Before Maghrib, Afwan, Asr time, this is a very important time to make du'a.
Nice.
Make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe if we have time, or we've discussed it before, we will speak about the etiquette of du'a.
No.
You're just something on your tongue and just, you know, not paying any attention or being heedless and not following the etiquette of du'a. No, we have to follow its etiquette. We have to be attentive and seek Allah's assistance and help with a heart which is attentive, a heart which is seeking sincerely Allah's help subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
Especially on Jum'ah, as we mentioned. Now, Saf, there's much more we can speak about at Jum'ah, isn't there?
Wallah, there's a lot, ya akhi nidal. SubhanAllah. But SubhanAllah, the time goes so quick.
At least one more thing.
At least one more thing. SubhanAllah, on Friday.
How about a thawb? White thawb?
A white thawb. What's with the white thawb?
Isn't wearing white one of the best things you can do?
Yes. SubhanAllah, the color white is beautiful. It's refreshing.
It is. Wear it's a nice pure white thawb on Jum'ah.
No. And you know what I just thought of now? White thawb, Jum'ah. It just sent me all the way to Mecca. And I said, now all the Muslims are there.
Yeah.
They'll be in Mecca, I think.
Ihram, yeah. Sunday they start.
Not yet. Yeah, I think Sunday they start. They enter Ihram.
Sunday, the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah.
They go to Mina for يعني, Yom Tarwiyah.
Mm.
Subhanallah. May Allah reward them and accept from them, subhanallah. It is a blessing. And I have some family that have gone over. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure everyone should know someone that's gone to a Hajj this year. And it's an amazing feeling.
Jum'ah in Mecca is quite good as well. Quite nice. Packed, but...
You have to
very
go
hot.
A couple of hours before.
If not, you'll be praying in the road.
Yep, that's correct.
Especially during Hajj time.
That's correct.
Ramadan.
No.
And I've experienced both.
SubhanAllah.
The Hajj, I think we prayed on the road because we went too late.
Wow.
We prayed on the road and the sun...
And too late, you mean by like 5-10 minutes before?
5-10 minutes before you want to go, like I'm saying,
5-10 hours before,
go like after Fajr probably, or you know, pray, you know, say shuruk, you know, should go early.
Yeah,
if Jum'ah is at 12 o'clock there, which I think it is at the moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to be there early as you can. If you can't stay after Fajr, we're saying like maximum 9 o'clock. Mm. Allahu A'lam, now there's more people and maybe even earlier. I don't know, I haven't been in years, so Allahu A'lam.
SubhanAllah, there's a lot of things that we can benefit from the Friday, and it is very important that a person, you know, fills it up with worship, beginning from Fajr, yani, or even before, yani, from Maghrib onwards, obviously, because Fajr prayer is the most virtuous prayer during the week. So the Fajr prayer in Jama'ah is the most virtuous prayer during your whole week of prayer. So if you can go to the masjid on a Friday morning, so tomorrow morning for Fajr, if you can make it to a masjid, it is the most virtuous prayer a Muslim can pray during his week. And then obviously during the whole day, as much as you can, make your dhikr, make your adhkar, make
Salah
your...
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That's right.
You forgot to mention.
Sahih. And you go pray your prayer at the masjid. Try to make it, as you mentioned, to a masjid that's, you know, reliable with the information and the knowledge that they give. And
Jazakallah khair.
Yep.
Now we did get some comments, but I'm having problems with my...
No.
My Facebook here. I think it's time to upgrade this tablet.
As long as it does the job.
Wow, it's pretty slow, Saf.
We need to look into it then.
What do you recommend?
What you've got, but the newer version. So we're not cross-promoting.
We're not going to mention. We won't mention which tablet we're using.
Yep.
We don't want to promote anybody. It's either two, basically, or maybe. Yeah. There's more now, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot.
There's a lot. Maybe we'll leave that for another time.
Inshallah.
Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Any final words?
Wallahi akhi, may Allah make us from those that strive for His sake and are accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal.
Ameen, ameen. Barakallah fiqh. Now, just to remind our dear brothers and sisters that Al Bayan Radio will be on 107.9 FM until the 25th of August in Sydney. But that does not mean you cannot listen to us afterwards. Al Bayan Radio has its app and also Wi-Fi radios, which can be purchased for $50. Also, you can listen to us through TuneIn and through our website, albayan.com.au. And we'd like to remind our listeners that from September 30, you can no longer listen to us on our old narrowband radios. There's little black radios or grey radios which have the old antenna. This will cease to exist. We'll not be using it anymore. So whoever is still listening to us on those devices, we advise you to bring him into our radio station, give us a call, send us a message on Facebook, and we'll replace this radio for you free of cost. We'll give you a Wi-Fi radio. So please call in and let us know that you would like to exchange your old Wi-Fi radio. Please stay tuned to Al Bayan Radio for much more programs in English and in Arabic. Tonight we have many, many programs, so stay tuned. And until next time, Barakallahu Feekum, Wassalamu Alaikum, Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah.